ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः नासतो विद्यते भावः नाभावो विद्यते सतः उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तः त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः वी अण्डर्स्टुड् त्री वर्ड्स् असत्तन् तुच्छम् असत् मीन्स् मिथ्या So, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, Jeevo Brahmaiva Naparaha, I explained yesterday. But still what we are seeing here is, the Shankara Gopala's commentary, until now we have seen the commentary on the first quarter of the verse. The first line, Asataha. Bhavaha na vidyate. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate is the first quarter. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate, second quarter. Ubhayoho api drishtaha antaha, third quarter. Tvanayoho tattadarshabihi, fourth quarter. So here, na vidyate bhavaha asataha. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Asat means what? Mithya. What is mithya? That which has a beginning, that which has an end, that which undergoes a change, that which is dependent, that which has dependent existence is mithya asat. Therefore, any object, every object is asat. Any object of knowledge, every object of knowledge is asat. Asat means mithya. Mithya means there is no independent existence. So it is not counted, countable. It is as good as non-existent. So any object, every object is asat means the entirety of the universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, comes under the category of asat. So the entire objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, including time and space, is what? Mithya. Mithya means it is not real. It is not unreal. The entire world is not unreal, but it is not real also. It is neither real nor unreal. It is not unreal. It is not totally non-existent. It is not real also. Because it has no independent existence. Okay. This much we understood in this the commentary Bhashyam we have just seen. Where asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Is it clear? That quarter sentence has been the quarter of the whole verse. Half of the first line has been now explained. Commented upon by Adishankara Bhagavadpada. Now he has to begin his commentary on what? Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate means sat is real which has no non-existence. Means what? Sat is real. Real is that which has independent existence. Which has no beginning, which has no end, which is does not undergo, which is subject to change. Therefore, which has no cause, which has no beginning, which has independent existence. So, sat is that which has independent existence. Asat is that which has dependent existence. So, sat is real because of its independent existence. Asat is not real, which has dependent existence. Okay. Now, before committing upon this, sataha abhavaha na vidyate, sataha abhavaha na vidyate, Shikra Bhagavatpada presents the doubt of a Purvapakshi. And here we have to assume the Purvapakshi here is Ashunyavadi. Okay. Why such a doubt is possible on the part of a Purvapakshi? Why? How can such a doubt come for him? Let me explain. That's why understanding is one sentence is very important. This is such an important verse, the important commentary, the clarity will enhance. Okay, let us see here. What did he explain in the previous commentary? The previous paragraph. Before, tad asatve sarva abhava prasangaha. I simply read it out, but because I included my topic of interest, that is Vamana Avatara, that Mahabali's Atma Nivedanam, I just got little, I took some time, I didn't explain this much. It will come to the class today. Tad asatve sarva bhava prasangaha iti chet. That sentence is what? The doubt or the query of the Purvapakshi, Shunyavadi Purvapakshi. What doubt comes, we have to understand from the previous section of the Bhashyam, the previous portion of the Bhashyam. See, he said, Karyam is, effect is mithya. Example, we saw the example. Janma pradhvam sabhyam pragurdham cha anupalabdehe karyasya ghatadehe mridadi karanasya cha tatkarna vyatirekena anupalabdehe asatvam. What last sentence here we saw? Karyasya asatvam. Effect has the status of being unreal, non-real, mithya. Effect is mithya. Mridadi karanasya cha asatvam. The cause such as clay also is mithya. Is it clear? Effect, not only effect is mithya, cause is also mithya. Who establishes this? This part I'm going to explain today. Effect is mithya, cause also is mithya. Why cause is mithya? Because any cause, the entire universe, let me make it very clear, the entire universe is constituted of countless number of lineages of causes and effects, chains of causes and effects. There's only the whole universe is a cause-effect system. Causes and effects alone constitute the universe. Effect also is an object of knowledge. Cause also is an object of knowledge. All causes and all effects are what? Objects of knowledge, which constitute the universe. How can we say effect, cause is also mithya? Because any cause, which is a cause from the standpoint of a given effect, becomes an effect from the standpoint of its own cause. Every cause in this universe is a relative cause. Clay is a cause only from the standpoint of a pot, clay pot. And again, it has its own cause. Every cause has its own cause. If we take, for example, furniture. A furniture is an effect. Suppose we say chair, wooden chair. A chair is an object, effect. Because it has, the cause is what? Wood. Wood is the cause from the standpoint of the product chair. But the same wood, the standpoint, a log of wood becomes what? Effect. And the same log of wood which is a cause from the standpoint of the chair, becomes what? Becomes effect from the standpoint of the tree. Tree becomes an effect from the standpoint of the seed. Like this, one cause, anything and everything which enjoys the status of being a cause in this universe is only a relative cause, because every cause has its own cause. Every cause has its own cause. Therefore, all the causes are relative causes. Every relative cause becomes an effect from the standpoint of its own cause. Therefore, every cause also has what? Beginning, end. It also undergoes a change. It has dependent existence. Therefore, cause also is mithya. Karanam mithya, karyam api mithya. Okay, what is the cause for this entire universe of material forms, names and functions? What is the cause? We can reduce the whole material world into one thing. One, what is that? Maya. Maya is the cause of this entire material world. We say, what is Maya again? Maya is the unmanifested power of the reality. Avyakta Shaktihi Maya. Avyakta Jnana Shaktihi Maya. The absolute reality is endowed with the power of knowing, which is, absolute reality is of the nature of knowing. And the absolute reality is endowed with that power of knowing. Swarupam eva shaktihi. That unmanifested power of knowing, avyakta jnana shaktihi alone, is said to be maya. Maya is a name, a word attributed to the unmanifested power of the reality. The power, knowing power unmanifested is maya. Knowing power manifested is the world, the universe. What is this entire universe? Objective universe is nothing but knowing power manifested is the universe. Knowing power, okay, unmanifested is what? Then when the universe becomes unmanifested, there is maya. The maya becomes manifested, there is universe. Therefore, the whole world can be finally reduced to maya. Maya is the material cause of the universe. Now, is this maya satyam? No. This maya, the material upadana karanam of jagat, the material cause of this universe, maya itself is what? Mithya. Maya is mithya. The material cause of the universe, maya, the unmanifested power, is mithya, which is karanam. Understand? So maya is jagat karanam. Jagat is kari. Maya karyam jagat. Jagat karanam maya. Maya karyam jagat. Therefore what? Maya is mithya. Karanam mithya. Effect also is mithya. Jagat karanam maya is mithya. Maya karyam jagat is also mithya. Cause is mithya. Effect also is mithya. Why? Maya has no independent existence outside of its source. Maya, as the knowing power, unmanifested knowing power, does not have independent existence of its own outside of its source. Just as the heat doesn't have independent existence outside of the substance called fire. Similarly, knowing power, you can't separate knowing power. Knowing power cannot exist by itself. Therefore, what? It is mithya. Knowing power is also mithya. Only the source of the power is satyam. Understand? So here, maya is mithya. This maya alone is said to be what? How can we understand maya? We can never understand maya because whole jagat has to totally resolve for the maya to be there. But maya has to be, can be understood in the form of ignorance, total ignorance. Let's say maya itself is known by another word, ajnanam, avidya, prakritihi, pradhanam. We use so many, in the Shastram, we hear so many words. Pradhanam, prakritihi, avidya, ajnanam, maya. All these words are synonyms. Prakritihi is mithya, pradhanam is mithya, maya is mithya. All the words mean the same. So, karanam mithya, karyam api mithya. Understood. Now, because cause also has no independent existence. And cause has to undergo change to become an effect also. Isn't it? Therefore, if cause also is mithya, effect also is mithya, then what happens? Then there is no such a thing called satyam at all. This is, now I'm explaining to you why Shunyavadi has this doubt that there's no such a thing called satyam. Let me read now. Tad asatve. See the last sentence we saw. Karyasya ghatadehe asatvam. The effect such as pot has the status of being mithya. Mridadi karanasya cha tatkarnam yatirekan anupalabdehe asatvam. Even the cause such as clay also is mithya. Because even the cause clay cannot be there without its cause. Therefore, what we say, cause is mithya, effect also is mithya. Now you can say what? Maya is mithya. Maya karyam, jagat is also mithya. But here, what does he say? Tad asatve. Tasya asatve. When tayoho asatve. When there is a situation of having to accept that both cause and effect have the status of being mithya. Cause is also mithya, effect also is mithya. It means sarva abhava prasangaha. Sarva abhava prasangaha means what? It gives rise to when we say the cause and effect both are mithya, then the situation of having to accept the total non-existence. It means non-existence is the satyam. Otherwise, there's no satyam at all. There's only mithya cause, mithya effect. And mithya cause and effect alone what? In the form of the universe. So what is the answer now? Answer is, okay, this, the next quarter, sataha bhav abhavaha na vidyate. So Shankara Bhagavatpada begins his commentary on that second quarter, where he has to say, no, sat is that which has no non-existence at all. You mean what? Which always exists. Sat means real. Real is that which exists always. That he has to explain. For which? First, he hears what? Na. Na. Sarva abhava prasangaha nasti. Sarvabhava prasanga, there's no such a thing called total non-existence. There's no such a thing called total non-existence. It means there is satyam. There is no non-existence of satyam. There's non-existence of sat. Sat is always there. What is sat then? Sat is that satyam. Sat is satyam, which is distinct from both cause and effect. Karana karya vilakshanam satyam. Karya karana vilakshanam satyam is what? The sat, otherwise known as satyam. Real is that which is neither the cause nor the effect. But cause is also satyam. Effect is also satyam. But satyam is that which is neither the cause nor the effect. Is it clear? Karya karana vilakshanam satyam or sat. That karya karana vilakshanam sat, which alone is real, okay, which is always there. So what he says, na, na means sarva abhava prasangaha nasti. There will not be, or there is no situation of total non-existence. There is no situation of non-existence of the reality, satyam. There is absolute reality which is always there. That is the meaning of this, that na, negative particle, okay? Na. Sarva abhava prasangaha nasti. Okay. How he explains, sarvatra buddhi dvaya upalabdhehe. Sarvatra buddhi dvaya upalabdhihi means what? Let me make it very clear. Buddhi dvaya upalabdhehe is fifth case. Due to the availability of twofold experience or twofold knowledge. What does it mean? Let me explain it. Sarvatra means everywhere, in every experience. Sarvatra means what? Everywhere. Everywhere means what? In every experience of any object, every object. We have two experiences or two cognitions. Buddhidvayam means what? Buddhidvayam means two experiences or two cognitions. Buddhidvaya upalabdhehe. Upalabdhi is there is available what? Buddhidvayam. Buddhidvayam is available in every experience of any object, every object. We have two experiences. We have two cognitions. How do we say that? What are they? Sadbuddhihi, asadbuddhihi iti. We are experiencing only one object. When experiencing one object, there is, we have two experiences. During the experience of a given object, which is mithya, you are also experiencing the satyam. In mithya, there's mithya objects experience. Along with the mithya objects experience, we also have satya adhishtana experience. Let me make it very clear. Yesterday, when we gave example Okay, pot is with reference to clay pot. I said pot, clay is satyam, pot is mithya, etc. Explained. Just to make you help us understand how, what is dependent exist, what is that which has dependent existence, what is it which has independent existence. To make it very clear, I use the example. Didn't I? Now we say, the cause is mithya, effect also is mithya. So maya karyam, karana maya is mithya, karyam jagat is also mithya. Therefore, this it is possible for anyone to say, like a Buddhist, there is no, everything is only mithya. There's no satyam at all. There's no satyam at all means what? There's no thing called existence. There's only total non-existence. It will be the conclusion of any Buddhist if we do not understand this fact. Therefore, here he says, na sarva bhava prasangaha nasti. There is no such thing called total non-existence. There is absolute existence. There is existence of the reality. There's existence of the sat. Therefore, he says, how to arrive at it? He explains, sarvatra buddhidvaya upalabdehe. What is buddhidvaya upalabdhi? Let me explain this first, then I'll go to next sentence. Sadbuddhi asadbuddhi iti buddhidvaya upalabdhi asti. To explain this sentence, let me make it very clear. Every time when we experience a given object, for example, clay pot, when you're experiencing the clay pot, you're experiencing what? Clay, you're experiencing the pot. There is karana anubhavaha, there is karya anubhavaha. And this experience of the cause, experience of the pot. Experience of one given object involves what? Simultaneous experience of the cause and the effect. Similarly, they are not two different experiences. Isn't it? Now we say, if a given object, there's a clay pot, is nicely designed, it has some, okay, some flowers painted on it. Designed pot. Well-designed pot. Or it's a painted, it has some colors, it has some designs on it. Because what now? The designed, colored pot. Then what is it now? The colored is what? Visheshanam, isn't it? The attribute of the pot. The painted pot, colored pot, designed pot. Pot means the pot has designs. Designed pot, colored pot, painted pot. When the experience of the pot is also what? Experience of the attributes of the pot. It's like saying when you're experiencing a jasmine, very closely, experience of the object called, a flower called jasmine, experience of the object called jasmine, a flower called jasmine, what? Experience of the number of petals, experience of the color of the petals, experience of the fragrance of the flower. So fragrant flower, white flower. White is an attribute. Fragrance attribute. So experience of the flower is also what, experience of the given object called the flower is actually experience of the attributes of the flower object. Isn't it? Therefore, every time, in every experience of any given object, not only the object is experienced, the experience of the object implies what? Expense of the attributes of the object also. Isn't it? There are buddhidvaya. Upalabdhihi. Buddhidvaya upalabdhihi means what? Experience in one given object's experience. There's also experience of the attributes. So there, we can't say the two different experiences are happening. Isn't it? One experience only. But two things are seen, experienced. Why we say the experience is one? If the two cognitions are there, two experiences are there. Experience of the object, which is called Vishaya Anubhavaha. Then Vishaya Visheshana Anubhavaha. Experience of the attributes of the object. So here, the object and the attributes, that Anubhavaha, are not, the experience are not different, because the locus of the sthanam of the object and the sthanam of the attributes, one and the same sthanam. Okay, that's why it's called what? Adhisthanam. Adhisthanam is what? Adhisthanam. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, we're going to explain later on. Already we explain, we see the mola pata. We understand the very beginning itself, we understand the meaning of the verse. We already understood this very clearly. When we experience any object, any object and every object enjoys existence. A non-existent object cannot be experienced. Isn't it? If a given object is experienced, means available for experience, means it must be existent. An existent object alone can be experienced. A non-existent object cannot be experienced. So rabbit's horn is a non-existent object. It cannot be experienced. So any object which is experienced must be an existent object. Therefore, when you say existent object means, what is existent? Existent object in that expression, existent becomes an attribute of the object. Adjective describing the object, isn't it? The word existent, the adjective, is what becomes an attribute of the object, existent object. Then you say, Prakashaha asti, light is, means light enjoys existence, which means light is the existent object. Time is an existent object. Space is an existent object. World is an existent object. An existent object. Wind is an existent object. Earth is an existent object. Now living being, any living being is an existent object. Non-living thing is an existent object. Isn't it? So everything, the entire universe is, when you say, when we experience the world, what do we say? The world is. They say the world is. That is implies what? Isness of the world. Existence of the world. existence of the world. Therefore, what is the world? Existent world, existent universe, existent object. Therefore, here, the word existent, in every experience of any object, there is the word, the object enjoys existence. Therefore, we have now, we experience, we have two experiences. In an experience of any given, one given object, we have two experiences. What are the experiences? The experience of the object and experience of the existence of the object. Is it clear? In every experience of any given object, there's experience of the object. There's also experience of the existence of the object. This is what is said to be buddhidvaya upalabdhihi. Buddhidvaya upalabdhihi. So this existence, in Acharya is going to say, existence, we're going to see the next sentence. Existence enjoyed by every object is satyam. The object is mithya. Object is asat. The existence enjoyed by the object is satyam. Therefore, what? When you say the world is, that verb is implies isness. Isness means existence. World is means world enjoys existence. World enjoys existence means there's existence of the world. There's existence of the world. Existence of the world means what? World is mithya. That existence of the world, that existence is satyam. Existence enjoyed by the world is satyam. Real. So what is asat? What is sat? Object is called vishayaha. Vishayaha asat. The object is mithya. Object is asat. And the existence enjoyed by the object, or existence of the object is what? The existence is satyam. Sat. Now, the experience of the object also is mithya. Object is mithya. Vishaya is mithya. Vishaya anubhavaha is also mithya. Vishaya buddhihi is also mithya. Vishayaha mithya. Vishayaha asat. Vishaya buddhihi, the cognition pertaining to the object is also mithya. The experience of the object is also mithya. Whereas, the existence of the object, okay, the existence enjoyed by the object, isn't it? That is satyam. And the experience of the existence of the object is also satyam. Is it clear? Existence is satyam. Existence is sat. Experience of the existence of the object also is real. Sat. So the experience of the object. Object is mithya. Experience of the object is what? Asat buddhihi. Shankara Bhagavatpada uses the term asat to mean any mithya object. Any object which is mithya is what? Asat. And the cognition pertaining to that mithya object is what? Asat buddhihi. Experience of the mithya object is what? Asat buddhihi. Object is mithya. Knowledge of the mithya object, experience of the mithya object is asat buddhihi. Now, what is sat? Existence enjoyed by the object is sat, satyam. And the knowledge of the existence of the object is sat buddhihi. What is asat buddhihi? What is sat buddhihi? What is asat? What is sat? Object is mithat, asat, mithya. Existence of the object is sat, satyam. Knowledge of the object or experience of the object is asat buddhihi. Experience of the existence is, experience of the existence of the object is sat buddhihi. Is it clear? This is what is sat buddhihi, asat buddhihi. We have in every experience, every experience of any object, we have twofold experiences, two experiences. One is experience simultaneously we experience, not afterwards. Every time I experience the wave, simultaneously I experience water. Every time I experience the pot, simultaneously I experience the clay. The same way here, how we simultaneously we experience both clay and pot, cause and effect together. Similarly, in every experience of mithya object, we simultaneously experience satya adhishthanam. Satya adhishthanam. So there is satyam, which is what satyam? Satya adhishthanam is existence. That existence, satya adhishthanam, the locus of the mithya object. Satya adhishthanam is there. So there is satyam. How can we say there is abhavaha? There is no abhava prasangaha. Sarva abhava prasangaha is not there. There is satya adhishthanam, which, what is satya adhishthanam? Existence. Existence which we can understand only with reference to what? A given object. As the existence of some object or the other. That existence is one. Existence is formless. Existence is indivisible. Existence is undivided. Existence is all pervasive. So existence So here the mithya object undergoes a change. Therefore, what happens? The experience of the mithya object also changes. Therefore, the experience of the mithya object is what? Asat buddhihi. Asat buddhihi is subject to change. Why? Object is subject to change. Object being mithya, object is subject to change. Therefore, experience of that mithya object also is what? Asat buddhihi is also subject to change. Whereas, satya adhishtanam is not subject to change. Therefore, the experience of the satya adhishtanam, the cognition pertinent satyadhisthanam does not change. So here it is said, existence, how can we understand what is the existence? Let's remember here, in Panchadashi, Acharya, Vidyaranya Swami, he gives example. Even though there's a beautiful stage, the bright light, that light does not draw our attention at all. We lose sight of that one thing called light. We do not pay any attention at all to the light, but for the presence of which the entire opaque setup would not be possible. The stage and the team of dancers who come on the stage and are colorfully dressed, whose dance, abhinaya, whose movements, expressions, nothing will be possible. So when we are watching this dancer's movement, our attention is totally grabbed by what? Grabbed by the dancers, their costumes, their jewelry, their movements, their abhinayas. So the light is what? The unmoving, one uniform light doesn't draw our attention. The moving, colorful group of dancers draw our attention. So we lose sight of that substance called light on the stage. When the dance gets over, what do we say? There's nothing on the stage. There's nobody on the stage. There's nothing on the stage. In fact, when we are experiencing the dance, when you're experiencing those dancers, the dancing people on the stage, simultaneously, we are experiencing what? The light. Experiencing every object on the light on the stage is what? Simultaneously involves the experience of the light also. That is anubhava dvaya upalabdhihi. The experience of the light along with the experience of the objects on the stage. The dancer is experienced, the light is also simultaneously experienced. But because we lose sight of the light, when the dance gets over, the program gets over, what do we say? There's nothing on the stage, nobody is on the stage. But somebody has to tell us, don't say nothing is there, there is light. But for the presence of which, the whole opaque setup would have been a flop. The stage and the whole program would have been a flop. So we do not count, we do not pay attention. Even though we never lose sight, even though we are always experiencing the light, in experiencing every opaque object, we do not pay attention to the light. Similarly, when you're experiencing anything, any object in this world, we are simultaneously experiencing existence. Existence is always there. Along with every object. A object is means that E stands for existence of the object. when there is an experience of an object, simultaneously there is an experience of the existence of the object. So we do not pay attention to that existence. When we are experiencing the pot, there is ghata buddhihi, pot knowledge, pot cognition, pot experience, is it? When there is a pot experience or pot cognition, then there is simultaneously, there is experience of the existence of the pot. Along with the pot cognition, there is cognition of the pot existence also. Isn't it? When the pot gets broken, when the object goes, the pot cognition goes, the existence now is with what? The broken piece of pot. So whatever object is experienced, existence continues to exist. When there is experience of the broken piece of the pot, there is experience of the existence of the broken pieces. So existence continues to be there. That's why we say what? Experience of the object is asat buddhihi. As object is asat, the experience of the object is what? Asat buddhihi. Cognition of the object is asat buddhihi. Whereas experience of the existence of the object is, existence is sat, satyam, and experience of the existence of the object is sat buddhihi. Cognition of the existence of the object is sat buddhihi. But the sat is what? This existence. This experienced existence. Existence which is experienced along with the given form, name and function, along with an object, associated with an object. Existence is always experienced when associated with the given form, name and function. When the form, name and function is not there, object is not there, existence without association with the given object is what? Pure existence. Nama roopa karma sahita sahitam sat. Nama roopa karma sahita satta or vishaya satta. Isn't it? Vishaya satta means what? Existence associated with any given object is vishaya satta. Satta means existence. Sat, satyam, satta, all these words are synonyms. Sat, satyam, satta are synonyms. Existence. But existence which is not associated with any given object is what? Pure existence. Pure existence is not available for experience. So this existence associated with an object as an existent, as the existence of any given object is available for experience as existence of a given object, which is manifested existence. When the existence is not associated with any object, it is pure existence. That pure existence is not available for experience. How can we understand that? The pure existence is available for recognition as pure consciousness, as one's own Swarupam. I wait to take you to the Bhashyam sentence, okay? Let me make it very clear first. The pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness. They're not two. Pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness. The pure consciousness alone is in the form of existence enjoyed by every object. Our existence of the entire world. Existence of everything in every object in this world. So existence enjoyed by an object, existence obtaining as the existence of any object is experienced existence. So existence unassociated with any object is a pure experience which cannot be experienced. It is available for recognition as, not as existence, as pure consciousness. Therefore, that pure consciousness, being pure existence, and a pure consciousness alone is available for experience in the form of existence enjoyed by every object in every experience. Therefore, what? Sarva abhava prasangaha nasti. There is no such a thing called total non-existence. We can't say the only karyam is mithya, karanam is mithya. There's no satyam at all. You can't say there is satyam, which is there always without coming, without going, non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, unchanging, changeless. Consciousness is there and the form of existence. The existence is always there. That existence, pure existence alone, is implied by the term Brahma. What is Brahma? Brahma. That Brahman is Satyam. Brahma Satyam, when you say that pure, that existence obtaining in the form of existence of every object is available for experience in the experience of every object is Brahma. Therefore, Brahma is always there in the form of existence of every object, in the form of existence of the whole universe. When we are experiencing the Jagat, we are simultaneously experiencing Brahma. In the form of existence, there's no time, no place, no object when Brahman is not available for experience, when the world is experienced. When the world is not experienced, what happens to Brahma? World comes and goes. When the world is, there is asat buddhi. World is asat. Therefore, when the world is experienced, experience of the world is what? Asat buddhi. And the world becomes unmanifested. World resolves. Then asat buddhi also changes. But still, the sat buddhi doesn't change. Why? Sat doesn't change. There's always existence Okay, the existence which is implied by the term Brahma is always there in the form of existence of objects. When the world of objects is not there, still existence continues to be there as existence unassociated with objects is pure existence. That pure existence without the world is available still for recognition as pure consciousness. But not as an object, as the very sorupam of the experiencer. Is it clear? Therefore, so what he says here is, Acharya says, sarvatra buddhidvaya upalabdhehi sadbuddhihi asadbuddhihi iti. Now what is, please understand in this sentence, asat means mithya object, asat buddhihi means knowledge at the expense of the mithya object. Then sat means existence of the object, and sadbuddhihi means experience or the knowledge of the existence, which is sadbuddhihi. Is it clear? Sat means existence, asat means object. Sat means existence, hadbuddhihi means knowledge of the existence. Is it clear? Here, yad vishaya buddhihi na vyabhicharati tat sat. Now what is real? He is explaining. Yad vishaya buddhihi na vyabhicharati tat sat. Yad vishaya buddhihi vyabhicharati tad asat. Yad vishaya buddhihi na vyabhicharati, that the experience of which does not change, that is sat. The experience of existence does not change. Experience of the existence does not change. Therefore, existence is sat. Yad vishaya buddhihi na vyabhicharati tat sat. That the experience of which, the cognition of which does not change, that is sat. Yad vishaya buddhihi vyabhicharati tad asat. That the experience of which changes, that the cognition of which changes, that is asat. Is it clear now? So the object which is asat, and the knowledge of the object is asat buddhihi. Asat buddhihi changes. Knowledge of the existence of the object is what? Sat buddhihi. Existence does not change. Existence is sat. Knowledge of the existence is what? Sat buddhihi. That doesn't change. So he says, yad vishaya buddhihi na vyabhicharati tat sat. Yad vishaya buddhihi vyabhicharati tad asat. Object is subject to change. The object changes. The experience of the object also changes, isn't it? Therefore what? That object is asat, mithya. Whereas, the experience of the existence does not change. Because existence does not change. The existence is sat, satyam. So here I want to make it very clear. How do we say The existence, the pure existence is pure consciousness. Very important to understand. The absolute reality, which is abstract, formless reality, is always there and it is of the nature of knowing, therefore it is implied with them consciousness. This pure consciousness is always there as one's own sorupam, as the truth of everything. The pure consciousness alone is what? Because manifested, when this manifestation of consciousness, when this manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge, then there is knowledge of the existence of the world, isn't it? Therefore, existence presupposes knowledge. Existence presupposes knowledge. Therefore, the knowledge alone is in the form of existence of the world. Just as existence of light is the existence of the opaque things, existence of knowledge is the existence of the world of objects. Light is the locus sthanam, adhisthanam, where the world of opaque things enjoys existence. So with reference to the world of opaque things, light is the existence. With reference to the waves and ocean, water is the existence. Water is the adhishthanam. The same way, with reference to the entire objective universe, what is the adhishthanam? It is knowledge. And you have your knowledge is in the form of existence. Just as light is in the form of existence of the world of opaque things, light does not need to do anything. By its mere presence, light by its mere presence, by illumining the opaque things, it lends existence. By bringing the world of opaque things to light, it lends existence. Okay? Lending is not an action, but it's swarupam. Existence. The same way, here the knowledge by its mere presence illumines, brings the world of inert material objects to light, lends existence to the world of material world objects. Therefore, knowledge is in the form of existence of the world. So, existence is a name. What is existence? You always understand the meaning of the word existence only with reference to a given object. Existence of something, existence of tree, existence of house, existence of man, existence of woman, existence of given object. That existence enjoyed by countless number of forms, names and functions is one indivisible reality. It is implied by the term Brahma. Existence is always experienced in the experience of every object. If the object is known, the known, every time the illumined opaque thing is experienced, along with the experience, along with the opaque, illumined opaque thing, the illuminator light is also experienced. Isn't it? In every experience of any illumined opaque thing, there is an experience of the illuminator light. This illuminator light alone is in the form of existence of the illumined opaque thing. Illuminator light illumining light is in the form of the existence of the illumined opaque thing. Similarly, the knower consciousness is in the form of the existence of the known inert material object. Don't stretch the example too much. Understand, get the point and leave it there. So here, this knower consciousness is in the form of existence of the known opaque, the known material objects, inert objects. Therefore, in every experience of any given object, there is simultaneously the experience of the existence of the object. The experience of the opaque thing is experience of the light also. The experience of the inert object is experience of the knower consciousness obtaining in the form of existence. Therefore, this knowledge, what is Satya, that existence continues to be there. Existence is Satyam. Satyam. And the experience of that existence is Sadbuddhi. The object is Mithya, Asat, and experience of the object is Asat Buddhi. So this experience, the existence which is experienced as the existence of any object, associated with any object, does not change. Object changes, existence does not change. Existence does not come, does not change, does not go away. That existence, which is not associated with an object, is what? Not manifested existence. So manifested existence is the existence associated with an object, which is there as attributive existence. Which is experienced. If the same existence is not associated with an object, is pure existence, I said, which cannot be experienced. It can be arrived at as pure conscious. Pure existence is available for recognition as pure consciousness, as the swarupam of the knower. Whatever I say here, which I heard from Pujya Swamiji directly in some different contexts, different times, Swamiji will not say the same thing in every class. He'll change, say something differently, but he still can give vision. What was very striking, that stays in mind, isn't it? So therefore, it is consciousness which alone is in the form of existence of the world. There's no existence other thing. The existence is also what? Swarupam. Brahma Swarupam. That existence is implied with term Brahma. That existence is Satyam. It's always there as pure existence as your own Swarupam. So saying that there's no existence means what? There's no Satyam at all. There's no Satyam at all means Sarva Bhava Prasangaha means what? There's no Satyam at all. There's only Mithya Karna, Mithya Karyam. There's no Satyam at all means what? There's no existence at all. There's no existence at all means what? There is no Brahma. There's no Brahman is means what now? There's no consciousness. There's no consciousness means what? You deny your own existence. So, denying the existence of the world, denying the truth, denying the Satyam in the form of existence, denying the absolute reality of existence is what? Denying the existence of one's own Swarupam, one's own self. Therefore, na, that's why he says that big na, sarva abhava prasangaha na, there's no total non-existence. There's no non-existence of the asatyam reality. There is reality, which is the absolute existence, you know, which alone is. Absolutely what is, there is only existence. There is no thing called non-existence. I have explained this now until this now. Tad asatve sarvabhava prasangaha iti chet na sarvatra buddhidvaya upalabdehe sadbuddhihi asadbuddhihi iti. Now you know what is sadbuddhihi? What asadbuddhihi? Okay. We take the meaning of the word buddhi as cognition, knowledge or experience. Knowledge of the existence of any object is sadbuddhihi. Knowledge of the object is what? Asadbuddhi. Yadvishya buddhihi na vyabhicharati tat sat. Yadvishya buddhihi vyabhicharati tat asat. Iti sat asat vibhage buddhi tantre sthite sarvatra dve buddhi sarvaihi upalabhyate. Samana adhikarani na nilotpalavat san ghataha san pataha san hasti iti. It's a beautiful sentence. The beautiful explanation follows, which I'll continue in the next class. The whole thing explain next class. Only this paragraph takes time, then you can go faster. If you have any questions, please text me. I'll clarify. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.